listeners, and welcome back to the Rawcast season review episodes. We're here to talk the forwards. It's the last area of the field as we talk as we move forward. So if you haven't listened already, go back. We've done goalkeepers, defenders, and the midfielders. So it's now the time to talk about our attack, which scored 29 goals in 26 A-League games. Yes, that's just over one per game. So I'm joined once again by Mr. Davey Stewart.
G'day.
Mr. Rick Evans.
Hello.
Butse,
howdy.
Yoshiba,
mushy mushy,
and Benjamin Clark. Let's start with a couple that didn't really make much impact, and boy, was this a waste of an impact.
Yep.
Rio Wada, remember Rio Wada?
Rio Wada,
what are you doing here?
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
No, that's all that needs to be said about him. He was absolutely useless. Apart from that one glorious assist he put on, you are right, as Dave quickly adds that to the note. One shot on target, apparently one off target in two games. Four games played. I swear he came off the bench once or twice.
Can I just say, though, if that is somehow a way to...
He definitely didn't play a full 90.
If that's somehow a way to make Riku look and go, could do better than that. Mm-hmm. Come back.
Yeah, Rico went.
Come back.
100% that was just to keep our connection to some of these Asian clubs.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah.
Yep.
We looked at his record when he was going to sign and we were like, but why? And then he was injured most of the time.
And we were justified in asking that question.
Yeah, exactly. And if we can do that as a bunch of amateurs on a podcast, what the hell is a professional football club doing signing him? That's my opinion. Is that
what the fuck is our fitness department doing when we sign these players?
Aren't
they subject to like a medical and that?
Yeah, exactly. And then
Latter
and Chapman. Yeah, Latter and Chapman, who we signed mid-season, both basically didn't play. Like, yeah, wait. Lofthouse was next. Jesse Lofthouse, 12 appearances, 11 of them off the bench. So not a huge impact for the Lofthouse. Yeah, only one shot. Okay,
yeah, but he's so underused.
And a lot of them would have been.
He was in.
Yeah, a lot of them would have been very short, late appearances as well. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Look, he still came on, did a bit of dribbling, looked okay. It's, you know, he would just be a great player.
Better head than Brock.
Yeah, he'd be a great second division player, I think, if you put him there.
Yeah.
If he could just to improve himself at a better, like, he needs that mid step. He's better than
maybe. Maybe we should loan him to, I don't know, like Olympic or something.
Well, they just lost. They just lost. Yeah, Kenny Yelovich. I probably would take him back. So let's move on to a player that had some real daddy issues this year, and that's Alec Parsons. Daddy Moon, come on,
Daddy Moon.
The Moon Man seemed to be angry with him.
Yeah, I can't understand this. Hey, like he has got like there are some players in this league that are just they've got a natural talent to them that's just above and beyond anyone else, and he's probably the only person in our squad that's got that. Like even O'Shea is great, but Parsons just has that X factor that I don't think anyone else has, and I think you've got to nurture players like that. And we, for some reason, he took so long to really get in the team despite being around in pre-season and seemingly getting fit, and then he sort of got a run and he sort of got injured, and then he just sort of petered out until right at the end when we started using him again until we stopped for the last few games. So I just don't... It clearly just was not settled in the club, and the fact that he's left now probably says, like you said, he was having issues with Moon and maybe he got fed up. Maybe him and Matty Steinman were good mates.
He did cause the greatest Western Sydney Wanderer keeper fuck up since Yanedovich,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
With that mugoosh.
But
jeez, so good.
We've just let an absolute star go there.
He's
incredible.
Every single signing football director in the A-League creamed their pants and was left with white stains when they saw Alex Parsons has been released.
Yeah, I don't know where he must have something.
Yeah,
he must have something lined up. He'll be at Sydney or something next season.
Well, he's not a Melbourne team.
It's
the natural path.
Western
forward.
United.
If anything, he's definitely been talking to clubs.
Like, he's too young for Western United.
Yeah. So yeah, 16 appearances, 7 of them off the bench for Alex Parsons. 2 goals, 2 yellows, yeah, 8 shots on target, 10 off target. So 4 cup appearances as well, which is interesting. So he played all our cup games.
That's what I mean. In pre-season, you were like, this guy's actually fit. This is going to be a starting player. He was great at the end of last season. And then we started the season, he vanished.
Yeah,
exactly. He wasn't sick. He wasn't injured. Moon just went, nah.
And then, sort of got desperate and used him. And then, that's right, you are a good player.
Yeah, I think we only used him at the end to try and convince him to stay. But he'd already negotiated a deal somewhere else. Mm. So we kind of fucked that up. And I can't put any other blame except on Moon for that.
Well, the theory that kind of comes into my head is potentially, you know, he got this great kind of start last season and he got too big for his own boots and Moon just wanted to put him in his place.
Yeah. That's what you might not have been putting the yards and training and stuff like that. That's what we sort of, yeah, he might need to move to another place to actually, you know, set himself straight, like a Robbie Cruise move.
I was going to say, it does sound very Robbie Cruise-like, without the Normanby Hotel.
Maybe he did have an incident in the Normanby Hotel, it's just that all players don't make the news anymore because they don't know who they are.
There's no way
he's not open anymore. So.
There's no way he went there because it's too far from Wrigley to get there. Exactly. He absolutely had an issue at the league stop.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
Let's move on to the player that I like to effectively known as Bambi on Ice. But I think he did actually fix up his shoe issues this year. He didn't slip over any injury as much. Cyrus Demme, up forward. 18 appearances, 11 off the bench. 4 goals, all of them in the Cup. 3, obviously the hat-trick in the FFA Cup game against Lions at Richlands. 8 shots on target, 13 off, 21. Nate, there's another player that actually appeared in all our Cup games as well this season. Cyrus Demme, where do you think his season fell?
Maybe we were asking a bit too much of him too early because he was having an amazing fucking NPL season that was moving into cup competitions pre-season, but then he was starting the first, like, what, 4, 5, 6 games and just, it wasn't really working for him. And at that time, I mean, I can't even remember if that time we thought Lascano was going to be good or not, and I think personally it was maybe just asking a little bit too much of him too soon. But in saying that, he at that time was the best we had. And Jesus, does that say something about our football club that Cyrus Demme was the best attacking option we had until Lascano started scoring goals? And
then Demme was still our best attacking
option. Yeah. Look, personally for me, I would like to see him stay around for a bit longer, but...
I reckon he's another player that classically falls into a second division club.
Yep.
Like, because he destroys NPL opposition, but then he just doesn't have the physicality or the pace or whatever, or the nous in an
early season. Or the studs long enough.
Yeah, the studs long enough. So
he's got classic second division studs. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's
used to running around on shit ass paddocks at NPL level.
And we
gets
all
the glass.
And I don't know if the golden boot goals, the cup goals count. We should all just be fucking thankful that Demme didn't end up winning the golden boot just by a hat trick in the FFA Cup. We should be fucking thankful that
he was leading for a long time.
Yeah.
It took a long time for someone to overrun to get past him.
But yeah, just better luck next season, Cyrus.
Mm. JHA still didn't get past him, did he?
No. Let's move on to Nikolai Milai You Snitch. Alright, Milai You Snitch. I worked very hard to learn how to say that one. Just for you listeners and all of those that like to have a go at me.
Yeah, he said Nikolai, it's Nikolai again.
Nikolai spent all season.
All season Nikolai.
He learned the last name. Yeah. 19 appearances, 5 off the bench for Nikolai.
Only my mum calls me Nikolai.
He probably does go by something else, doesn't he? Anyway, Willie Snitch, 13 shots on target, 16 off target, 29 shots. So he's actually, he's just behind O'Shea in the total shots. 4 cup appearances as well. He sort of got injured for a good patch in the middle, Rick. What do you reckon?
I did not rate him. he shot percentage wise, he shot worse than O'Shea, which really says a lot my biggest frustration with him was actually the fact that he didn't pass the ball. He was a fucking ball hog, and there were so many times early on in the season when we were playing at Redcliffe, we'd have somebody screaming through completely open, and he'd try to do this thing to try and beat a defender instead of just playing a lovely little ball past them onto one of our attackers to have like a genuine chance. Instead, he would just try and do it all himself and try to shoot and end up shooting into the pokey room or over us into the car park behind the Norman stand.
Well, he's made a collection of balls down there. He was really happy with it.
Wasn't there one game where he had like 73 golden opportunities, scored one, and everyone's like, oh, how great is Miller Yusin?
That's the problem.
But he missed like 5 or 6
Can you say, oh, but at least he gets into good positions?
Yeah, so I think he's got a double.
Forever.
And yet his own XG was like 2.5 or something like that, from all the missed opportunities.
When I spoke to a couple of Adelaide fans in the middle of the season, they were like, good, are you enjoying him? And that's pretty much the vibe. They were not sad that he came back to us rather than to them.
Which is, because at the start of the season, I thought, this is a great signing. I actually, from what I remembered of him at Adelaide, I thought,
yeah.
Good player.
Good player. Pace
can
to
give us something. Yeah, can give us yeah. something to go forward.
Different.
Happy we picked him up, but
yeah.
maybe not as good as I'd.
Maybe just did he just have his good games against us sort of thing? Like, you
maybe,
know, you know, it's one of those things. Like,
yeah, the old John Aloisi signing theory of, you know, sign players who play well against you.
Exactly. Yeah, he was a frustrating player. And I know we compared him a lot. I know I compared him a lot during the season to Shaq on us from the women's team. It's just a similar issue. It's just those similar things. It's just all the chances in the world, just never bury them. And
yeah.
It's
Shaq Connors, by the way. Shaq O'Connors. You've mixed up J.O. Shea and Shea Connors there.
At least I didn't call him like Shea O'James or something.
now we're going to bring a list up of the Turkmenistan under 23 team, and I'd like you to list them all in.
I'd like to do a broadcast 11 of players that Price is made up.
That's a fucking cracking team, all right?
we've got Adam working on that right now.
That's why he's in the booth recording. That's why only $10 I put in there.
You're all saying that, and for some reason I thought he was almost about to change it to be a Irish singer. All I had was nothing compares to you going through.
Let's move on to the player. This player had an interesting season, I think. Luka Ivanovic, 22 games played, 12 of them off the bench, 7 goals, 3 in the cup. Effectively, lead joint top scorer for the team. So I think, did they split the golden boot or did they give it to Lescano?
They gave it to Lescano because
he
came the cup.
Yeah, they got the cup. Which we've always been weird about that.
Which is bullshit. He gets the raw cast golden boot.
Yeah.
That's right. Kai Schroeder with the brown boot.
To be fair, the raw cast golden boot has had some absolute classics over the last few years. O'Donovan, Macaroni.
Yeah.
We have, yeah, but honestly, fuck tiebreakers and whatever. Ivanovic, golden boot.
Fair enough.
Signed and sealed. That's raw cast official.
Raw cast official. 2 yellow cards. He wins on yellow cards. There we go.
He shoots better than Lescano, right?
Yeah.
By one.
Yeah, better shot ratio.
Yeah, exactly. Better shot. By one again. What did they not target?
On target.
27 yeah. shots in total. Dave, Luka Ivanovic, what did you reckon of the former Sydney FC?
He's a good player. And sort of player, sort of striker that I think we could actually build around to some degree. Fuck Lescano off. We're going to get on him later on anyway. But Ivanovic is actually, in my opinion, probably the highlight striker of the team. Mm. Scored our first goal of the season against City.
Yeah. Depending on how you class Henry Hall.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Based on the show that we're doing right now,
yes.
he's the best player that we're talking about today in the show. But, good player. He had a bit of unfortunate sort of run with injury for a little bit there and was out of the side for a bit as a result. We had a bit of an impact sub, obviously, with about 12 on sub-ons. But distinctly remember him coming on against Sydney and scoring... Yeah, within 5 minutes of taking a piss in the toilet underneath the den. So,
don't shake Luke's hand.
Yeah, don't shake his hand after he scores.
Yeah,
guaranteed he's not washed.
And look, I think that's true. Like, he did become an impact player, and he was just really good at running tight defenses and sort of creating space and shooting, and that was a real strength of his. Yeah, but then when he started,
he didn't get he got a go at Sydney, but didn't really get a go at Sydney. He's kind of one of those fringe players that classic Corriger didn't really kind of play. So when he came here, this is his chance to kind of break out and be, this is my season to think.
Yeah, and
I don't know if he's done that completely because he's not owned a striker role given the number of subs on. But
just because of injury, really. It was injury that prevented it.
A full season, though,
he's
getting 13, 14 goals.
Oh,
in my opinion.
And the reaction from Sydney fans to losing Ivanovic compared to Adelaide fans for not getting the losing back was chalk and cheese.
Mm.
Sydney fans were really sad to lose Ivanovic because they knew what they were losing, and we've seen what we're gaining. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a good sign.
So my question to Dave then, so what, you play him up front? Do you think we go looking for another striker next season, or you think
I think
we
need another striker
now
as a foil for him? Yeah. I think you've got to find a partner for him that's going to work for both of them.
Yeah,
but
good enough to start. Yeah,
good enough to. Yeah, I think Ivanovic and someone else would be
That's
all good enough because we only have two sort of forward spots.
He's the only one on this whole show that I would have taken.
4-5-2-3
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, well, other than Parsons.
I was going to say.
He's already gone. Parsons is already gone, but he's the only one I would actually retain.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that would have been a brilliant trio up the top with Hoare, Ivanovic, Parsons. But it can't happen.
Yeah, I don't think we even had. I'm not even sure if we had that any time during the season.
No, I was waiting for it forever, but they're never all fit together, so.
And that leaves us with only one player to talk about when it comes to the forwards, and that is Juan Lescano. 23 appearances, nine of them off the bench, 7 goals, 1 in the cup,
one yellow card.
One yellow card. That was a really bad challenge as well.
That was an orange card.
Yeah. 13 shots on target, 13 off target, so perfectly balanced as everything should be. 26
that's all we want for our lead striker. A striker that misses as many as he gets on target. That's exactly
look, compared to some of the others, that's a great percentage, right? It's better than
again, most. Not great, not terrible.
Yeah.
Not going to celebrate it, put it that way.
Yeah, 3 of those cup appearances as well. Boy, where do you start with Lescano?
I think we start with Ben.
I'll start. He was fucking dog shit. The fact that he was our lead striker for most of the season, right? It was either him or Demi that were leading the line.
Mm.
And he has less shots than Luka Ivanovic, who was out injured half the season. He has less shots than Milo Uzunic. He has less shots than O'Shea. And he has less shots than Scott fucking Neville.
And remember, this is a guy who allegedly might be on 300k.
Yeah.
Three shots more than Neville. And Neville's center back.
He was just, he was up there with, back in the day, Dimi Petratos, Black Hole. He was, everything fucking just sucked around him. Everything sucked. When he was on the pitch, he just sucked everything into around where he was and then turned it into either a turnover or a loose touch, or whatever the fuck it was. This is one occasion where the stats do lie. 7 goals, I can't remember a single fucking one of them.
Well, I will say, there was one goal, which one bit of play that I thought was really good for me. It's one in the entire season, to be fair.
When he subbed off?
No, it was the one-two he did with Jay O'Shea to get him behind Sydney's defence. That was great. That was brilliant. And if that he does that every game next year, wonderful. I'll eat my fucking hat with how shit he's been this year, but you're right, he was garbage.
He wasn't quick. No. He wasn't smart. Great with his head.
He wasn't a target man who would lay off chances for others.
He wasn't a clever player.
He wasn't a clever, super skillful player. He's just
he follows in a long line of of superstar strikers that the Roar have signed. Fucking imposters.
But do you know what he reminded me of? He reminded me of first season Reinaldo. Do we remember first season Reinaldo? Yeah. Where he was just a fucking donkey, but he scored a couple of goals.
Are you saying he's going to be amazing next year?
No.
Are you saying we're going to see him doing fucking backflips after scoring a goal against Sydney in the semi-final?
He's not athletic enough to do a backflip.
If he does a backflip, I will eat my hat.
He might roll.
He'd try a backflip and do a belly flop, let's face it.
Yeah. But, it was baffling to me why the experiment continued as long as it did this season, because we had
Alex Parsons!
Correct.
Sorry.
We had...
Nate just saw someone across the road.
But I would have much rather see Demi. Because at least Demi was someone that,
We saw a lot of Demi this season.
Legit. With, give me Lofthouse. Give me,
Lofthouse is criminal.
Give me Dominic Harwood.
He didn't fall over as much as Demi.
No.
He kept his feet.
Hey. But all I will say is Dominic Harwood played more of a role in winning than Juan Lescano, and that is saying something.
Eli Adams did I'll be fair. Play out of play.
Sam Klein absolutely outshone him in every respect.
No fun is amazing. If we thought he was done after he chucked the shits and like when he got pulled off and then like we started him again.
That's what I couldn't work out. He finally got sort of fit and he started becoming the guy once we took Demi out and we thought Toscano was fit and we played him for a bit and then we realised he wasn't all that. And then there was that one game you're talking about and we pulled him in. It was like 35 minutes in. We didn't even wait to half time. We just pulled him. He was that bad. And then he was starting the next game. And then a few games later, we dropped him from the squad. Not just the fucking bottom of the bench. We dropped him. And then later in the season, we picked him up again. I think like fucking Moon just doesn't know what to do.
It shows the low standards that he said that he can pull a guy in 35 minutes. And not having like, and then starting the next game, like, why are you pulling him on 35 if you're just going to have no consequences?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that has just drifted through our squad like a fucking virus.
Yeah,
that whole attitude. So,
yeah,
because I think one of the pod reveals we had is that I think we're stuck with him at least contractually at the moment. So, are we trying to make it work or like? We'll just see him
that's going to be really interesting to see if he's still here next season. Yeah, because we definitely signed him to a multi-year deal.
I think he'll still be here because
I'm not sure.
And if we use him like we did this year sporadically, he's just not going to get any better. You've either got to say fuck it, we're stuck with you. You're going to play youth for the season because we can't get rid of you, or you go, well, you have to start because we're paying you so much money.
I don't want that much fucking money sitting in the fucking reserves.
That's what I mean. So if you have to play him, you have to play him. You can't just randomly decide to bench him because you had a hissy fit over one of his performances. You have to say, all right, you've got to play.
Maybe NPL just said, no, you're not signing that dickhead.
Learning the Lions and make Lions pay his salary.
No, they make plenty of
things. Strikers, actually, mate. That's
dead right. The Lions will be bankrupt when the new casino opens. Until then, they're making bank. And that is probably where we can wrap up.
We probably should.
Start with a high, ended on a low.
Yeah.
Start with Parsons.
All downhill from there. So that wraps up the forwards. That wraps up all of the players and what we thought they were like this season. We've got one final show coming for you, listeners. That's right. We're going to have one final little show to finish it all. And then that will be that. So let's hang around for that one. It'll be in your podcast feed soon. Until then, listeners, bye-bye.
Love you.
I love you.
Hi.
What the fuck is the stop button?
Again?